USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Since the pandemic began, Maryland's governor has become one of the most recognizable governors in America. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Maryland Matters reports Governor Larry Hogan's been on one or more of the Sunday Network TV news shows for six of the last 8 weeks, and overall he's made 22 appearances on national programs since the outbreak began, one of his most recent being last night's Daily Show on Comedy Central hosted by Trevor Noah.
Where does Maryland stand right now?
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little bit behind where New York and some of the other places are, but we're not nearly as bad, but we're still on the rise. We've just
It's been fueling speculation that Hogan may be laying the groundwork for an eventual run for U.S. Senate in the future. Some say maybe even the White House. Hogan does chair the National Association of Governors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana visiting a General Motors plant that's making ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is lashing out at a reporter who asked about the difference in treatment of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Kavanaugh, when he demanded an investigation on Justice Kavanaugh, when a very similar allegation came out on him.
Let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech. Here's the thing. I have complete respect for the whole Me Too movement. I have four daughters and one son, and there's a lot of excitement around the idea that women will be heard and be listened to. There is also due process, and the fact that Joe Biden is Joe Biden. There's been statements from his campaign, but his former employees who ran his offices and the rest, that there was never any record of this. There was never any record. And that nobody ever came forward to say something about it apart from the principal involved. I am so proud. The happiest day for me this week was to support Joe Biden for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has not been asked by a reporter about the sexual assault allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.